الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this book of the Sunnah, further we read, Ma Kadood or Jadid science, mother's milk, breastfeeding the child, and what modern science has got to say about it. Mahirin and Afsiyat ki mutabik, Ma jab bache ko dood pilati hai. According to the experts in the field of psychology, when a mother breastfeeds her child, to ghair mehsoos lehre دودھ کے ساتھ ساتھ منتقل ہوتی رہتی ہے. Then rays, radiation, which cannot be made out, that also gets transferred from the mother to the child. In everything we know there is radiation today, and this there is radiation in this also rays of, and they explain further what these rays are, which are being transferred from the mother to the child. اور یہی لہرے بچے اور ماں کے درمیان محبت، خلوص اور احترام کا باعث بنتی ہے. And it is these very rays which are being transferred with the breastfeeding from the mother that creates between the child and the mother love, sincerity and respect. So wherever a child has been breastfed by the mother, then there will be lot of love for that mother, the mother will have love for the child, there will be lot of sincerity in there, and also lot of respect and honor also. And it is this that we find in those societies where they breastfeed the child, then even in old age the children respect and look after their parents. They don't go and dump them in old age homes, or they are not disrespectful to them, etc. Sochne ki baat hai, jis bache ko maa doodh na pilaye. This is something to ponder and think about, that that child which the mother does not breastfeed, بلکہ مصنوعی دودھ یعنی ڈبے کا دودھ, but artificial milk, that is tin milk, all that various types of tin milk etc., which he calls یہ سفید زہر, white poison, that this is white poison actually, پلایا جائے, where the children are given this artificial milk. خادمہ اور آیا اس بچے کو گود میں لے اور بچے کی پرورش کرے. And where the maid in the house, the helper, or a child, a certain maid specially kept for the child, and they bring up the child. The child is not in the mother's lap. The child does not even get the sight of the mother. Mother doesn't even look. The mother is gone to work, etc. The mother hardly sees the child. And this child that is brought up like that, hatta ke bachcha bara hokar jawan ho jave. When the child grows up and it becomes a young person, تو جس بچے نے ماں کی دودھ کی شیرینی اور محبت حاصل نہ کی, then that child who did not acquire the sweetness and the love of the mother, which was being transferred with the breast feeding, and the child did not receive that, ماں کی گود کا انس اور گرمائش محسوس نہ کی ہو, the child who did not feel the warmness, the warmth of the mother, and the love and kindness of the mother, اس بچے سے ماں کی محبت اور والدین کے احترام کی توقع کیسے کی جا سکتی ہے. How can that the love and the respect of the parents be expected from such a child? As our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, so much so that today it is common in the West that a child, the biological father is in most cases somebody else, not the actual father. So therefore, they have to have old age homes. They don't have that respect. They don't have that love. And neither do parents have that feeling for their children. They also just leave them like animals, just where they grow up a little bit and leave them and let them go on their own. The true bond that is meant, and which is called family life, that is only in the case where there is a proper Islamic environment, where there is proper parda, the child is 100% the father's child, and then the mother looks after the child, brings up the child, The father gives time for the child, then the child will have respect and honor for the parents. Otherwise, you cannot expect this. Yuropi bache subha baste lagai bazaar se toast or burger lekar khate jate hai. In Europe, normally what is the fashion? That the children in the morning take their bags, the school bags, whatever it might be, and then they buy toast and burgers, they buy their breakfast from some takeaway, and walking and eating it, they carry on. Or uski or school ke liye daurte jate hai. And they go running towards school. Aajkal yahi kaifiyat Pakistani unche girano ki ho gayi hai. He says that unfortunately this has become the condition of the wealthy people in Pakistan also. Their lifestyle also has become like that. Jo maa bache ko apne haath ka paka hua nashta na khila sake. That those children whom the mother did not cook their breakfast for them, nice hot breakfast, and with her own hand she did not feed, dish out and give them. Kyunki nashte ke zariye mohabbat aur murawwat ki lehre bacche ke andar muntaqil hoti hai. Because even through the breakfast, through all these things, rays of love and affiliation, kindness, attachment comes by this. When any person does something for somebody, and we notice this, somebody gives you a sweet, and he gives you with love and kindness, smilingly gives you, automatically attachment grows for that person, for whatever. So the mother who does this for her children, she cooks their breakfast, and with love and kindness she feeds them, then attachment, that grows. And those children who eat burgers, who buy toast, etc., from the takeaways, where can ever that connection come? Wo maa us bache se kis tarah ehtiram, hamdardi aur khidmat ki tawakku kar sakegi? How can that mother ever expect respect, kindness and service from that child? If she did not serve the child at the beginning, and today the effort of the West is that one time we were traveling in Malawi, and that's the first time I saw this, and then after that we saw it quite a few places, that there are daycare centers for 1 day old children. That means the child has just been born, hand them over to the daycare center, and then the mother must carry on going to work, etc. So this is happening more and more. The child is just born and the mother has no attachment to that child. She doesn't do anything, no breastfeeding, not washing, bathing the child, not dressing the child. And that mother who plays with her child, washes her, dresses her, there is also a scientific proven fact that the more the parents play with their children, talk with them, etc., the more healthier they become and the more intelligent they become. And if you leave them to the maid, for example, she hasn't got that attachment for the child. She's just going to do her duty of feeding the child on time, of changing the napkin, etc. But to love the child, play with the child, this is very important for parents to play with their children, and especially the mother to engage with her child. And from here, it has been also scientifically proven that those children who are left in front of the TV, with those comic strips, etc., it amuses the child. This is called the TV syndrome. Those child grow up to be retarded, backwards. Their intelligence is also diminished very greatly, and their thinking power is also very limited. And that child, what the mother plays with, etc., talks to the child becomes very healthy and very intelligent also. بہرحال ماں کا دودھ بچے کی تندرستی اور صحت کے لیے عظیم نعمت ہے. There is no doubt that the breastfeeding of the mother giving the child milk is a great نعمت and is a guarantee of good health for the child. اب تو ریڈیو ٹی وی اخبارات وغیرہ بھی چیخ چیخ کر خوش دودھ کی مذمت کر رہے ہیں. Now the time has come when radios, TV, newspapers, etc., screaming, they are now condemning artificial milk, tin milk, etc. They are also condemning it. They also have realized they put the people on the wrong path, and now they realize the great folly and wrong they have done. یاد رکھیں ماں کو قدرت نے دودھ دیا ہوتا ہے. ریمبر دیٹ اللہ بائی نیچر ہیز گیون مدر ہر ملک ان ہر بریسٹ. وین اے مدر وین شی گیٹس اے چائلڈ اللہ میکس دا ملک ٹو کم ان ہر بریسٹ. ہزاروں میں سے کم ایسے کیسے ہوتے ہیں کہ ماں کا دودھ کم ہوتا ہے. دے آر ویری ویری فیو ان تھاؤزنڈ ہو دا مدرس ملک از ناٹ سفیشینٹ. دا مدرس ملک از لٹل اٹ از ناٹ سفیشینٹ. دے آر ویری فیو سچ وومن. حالانکہ وہ بھی علاج کے ذریعے درست ہو سکتا ہے. دیٹ آلسو بائی ٹریٹمنٹ دیٹ کین بی ریمیڈیڈ اینڈ دا مدر ول ہیو انف ملک. اینڈ ان آور کلچر دا مدر وین شی ڈیلیورز جسٹ بیفور ڈیلیوری دے گیو ہر سچ فوڈ ایٹسٹرا ویچ از اے پرٹیکولر مینیو فار دیٹ مدر فار ٹو گیو ہر اسٹرینتھ فار ہر فار گیونگ برتھ ٹو دا چائلڈ ایٹسٹرا. ان دے دے گیو ہر آلسو دیٹ فوڈ دیٹ ول بلڈ ہر ملک اپ اینڈ دین شی ول ہیو سفیشینٹ ملک. باقی تمام عورتیں تو معالج کے کہنے پر دودھ نہیں پلاتے. دے آر ویری فیو وومن ہو ڈونٹ ہیو سفیشینٹ ملک which can be remedied, and if they take the proper food and diet before delivery, during, after delivery, then inshallah they won't have that problem of a shortage of milk. But what happens that the most of the women, because of the doctors etc., the midwives, they don't feed the child because they tell them it will be too taxing for you etc., you don't have the time, you have got other things, because for a mother to feed a child she needs time. Every now and then she has to put off all her other work, sit with her child and feed the child, breastfeed the child. Halanki ye baat bhi galat hai. This is also totally wrong, where they discourage the woman and now they have realized it. And now they also, doctors, encourage mother to breastfeed the child. Iske alawa aksar aurte sirf husne niswa ki zawal ke dar se dood nahi pilate. He says besides that, most of the women, why don't they feed the child? Because they want to look after their figures. They are worried of their own figure. And they feel that if they're going to breastfeed the child, their figure won't remain nice. So because of that, they deprive their child. And in that, they're actually depriving themselves also. The most important thing is the sunnat. And do it according to sunnat way. And see the great benefits the child will get, the mother will get also. اس کے رد عمل میں قدرت نے انہیں سینے کے کینسر میں مبتلا کر لیا. اینڈ ان پنشمنٹ آف دس دیٹ دے ڈونٹ بریسٹ فیڈ دا چائلڈ دے آر وریڈ آف دے فیگر اینڈ ہاؤ دے لک اینڈ وٹ ڈیڈ اللہ تعالی ڈو ہی پنش دیم وتھ بریسٹ کینسر بیکاز دیٹ ملک از ناٹ گوئنگ آؤٹ ناؤ. دیٹ ملک از اسٹیئنگ ان دا بریسٹ وے اٹ شوڈ ہیو گون آؤٹ اٹس ناٹ گوئنگ آؤٹ. Now they are suffering with breast cancer. And with women, breast cancer is a very common thing. And this is one of the reasons for women for breast cancer. Another reason also which we should be taking into account, which is common with us, is usually when we are traveling in our cars, we carry water, mineral water, bottled water in these plastic containers. Women with breast cancer in many cases have been found that same material which is in that plastic bottle, when the car becomes extremely hot, when the windows are closed and you leave the car, if it's parked even in the shade and if it's parked in the sun for an hour, the temperature inside the car goes very, very high. And then it melts that plastic and it mixes with that water. And then we drink that water, and this is a common thing that has been found in women with breast cancer. So we should try and avoid that. Try and use glass bottles. That is better. Or change the water regularly and don't let it become hot. And when it has become hot, then don't use that water. And the best is to use glass water. Plastic has become very easy, but it has come with its baggage also. There are a lot of harms also where things that are heated up in the microwave oven with this plastics. Those things melt and mix with that food or whatever we are eating. And when we have it, that we are having that also. And all that that poison that is coming into our bodies also. So we should be very careful, and there is no better way than simplicity, the way of sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hazrat in a further malfoos said with regard to relationship, between the murid and the peer and to get maximum benefit in this path. And this is also very important. Many people just become murid and they don't follow up, they don't have ta'alluq. They say that there is no benefit in here, we're not getting much benefit. And those who do keep ta'alluq, but not in the proper way, they also don't benefit. Like for example, in one important malfuz, Hazrat said that ittiba and ittila, that we should obey and what we are told, do it and then inform. Whether we're doing or we are not doing, but inform, with ikhlas. If a person is sincere, he will say, I can't manage my zikr. How much tilawat has been prescribed, I can't manage. This ittila is very important. And then also ittila of one's ahwal, one's condition. If a person is progressing spiritually, then also inform of that. And just like we read about the connection between the mother and the child, the sheikh and the murid also, that have connection. So if you inform your sheikh that I'm progressing, mashallah, that now I've got more consciousness of Allah Ta'ala in my namaz, whatever it might be, the sheikh becomes happy. And that is a great, great benefit for the murid in that. Just without the sheikh, unconsciously, his happiness for his murid makes him progress tremendously. And then further, if he gives him du'as, etc., that is more. So a person will follow all this, that person will benefit tremendously. And those are the people who will know what tasawwuf is, and what islah and nafs and tazkiyah and ta'alluq ma'allah. One time, our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum was in Bangladesh, and Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki also came there. So on what? With one program, Hazrat told Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, you make bayan today. So he made bayan, and Hazrat was listening to the bayan all the time in his room. After when they met, Hazrat said, very good bayan you made. And what bayan did he make? All this year. That what the relationship should be, how a person should benefit from his share, what are the things to be done. Then Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum explained to Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki and all who were present, and he said that Hamare log, our people, who we are of our school of thought, tasawwuf ko mante hai. We all accept that tasawwuf is right. And why is that? Because all our akabir, all our buzurgs were in tasawwuf. Whether in whichever field, all our ulama of Darul Ulums, they were all in the tasawwuf field. Whether they were in the tabligh line, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab, Maulana Yusuf, all of them were in the tasawwuf line. Whether they do social welfare work, whether they are fighting against the people with wrong beliefs like Qadianis, Shias, all our buzurgs, they were in the tasawwuf line. So he said that we accept it because our buzurgs, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangwai, Maulana Khalil Ahmed Ambetwi, Maulana Hazrat Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah, all our buzurgs were in tasawwuf line. So we accept it, yes, it is right. So his Hazrat said, tasawwuf ko maante hai, tasawwuf ko jaante nahi. But what is tasawwuf? That we don't know. And even in our righteous circles, Ahle Haq circles, many of the khankas is only zikr. There is no islahi bayan. There is no talk of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Just a few things. So the complete tasawwuf to come into a person, islah, this is very important. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has been a mujaddid in this field also, where he has purified tasawwuf of all. Many places it is just to respect the Shaykh, give him hadiah, etc., and just to pay respects. A person will come, meet the Shaykh, give him one hadiah. And many places in the wrong khankas, that the Shaykh fixes a fee also. And if you don't pay your fee, then he say, I won't take you over Pul Sirat in the Akhirat. A person who is worried of himself, whether I'm going over Pul Sirat, where is he going to take somebody else? Like that one peer of that type, he went to his murid, and the murid, just this customary, that there is no reality in this, that he told him that I wish to give you a piece of land, hadiah, a plot. So he was very happy. So he told him, and good work, you mustn't delay, you must do it immediately. He said, whatever good work. So he said, go, take me now and show me. And then there, and he promised him that you give me this piece of land, I will take you over Pul Sirat on Qiyamah's Day. So when they went there, and in India, they don't have, in the faraway villages, they don't have fences to separate the lands. Just the ground, they build it up a little. They lift it up like a small thin wall. Just a short little wall. And that is the demarcation. That this is this plot, this is that plot. So these people who live there, they walk very fast over that. They are trained like that. And now the peer had to walk over and he couldn't walk. He's not used to it at all and he was falling down. So the murid gave him one kick. He said, you can't walk on this wall, which is so thick compared to Pul Sirat. Where are you going to take me over Pul Sirat on Qiyamah's Day? So all that. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh has purified. The tasawwuf is islah of the nafs. That is the, and with, then, and with that, and immediately after that, ta'alluq with Allah, connection. And when a murid feels that connection for himself, then he becomes totally indebted, and he becomes waqaf for that khanqa, and for that shaykh, that this is what I've got. But when we don't do it the right way, and we don't get this results, then we feel we are just wasting our time. The tasawwuf is just for name's sake, there is no real benefit. But do it the right way, with sincerity, with ittiba, ikhlas, and ittila. And then see, inshallah, definitely there is no doubt that a person will benefit, and benefit tremendously in this path. So further, Hazrat writes, Alhamdulillah, maine apne buzurgo ke saath kabhi zahiran ya batinan ikhtilaf nahi kiya. Hazrat says, I make Allah shukr that never ever outwardly or even inwardly did I have any difference of opinion with any of my buzurgs. Allah, that's a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise shaitan puts a lot of thoughts in a person, and then even if he doesn't speak, but within him he's got difference of opinion, he's got a different idea, he doesn't agree with his buzurgs. So there is a great ni'mat, Hazrat says, but tahdeeh is a ni'mat that Alhamdulillah Allah saved me. Or har tarah adab malhuz rakha. And he says, in every way I kept the respect of my buzurgs. Adab is a very important thing in this path. Halaki mujhe sekro ihtimalat sochte the. He says, lot of hundreds of thoughts came to me, but I never harbored any of them. Like that, just thoughts come. Then that is, you can't help it, a thought, but I never harbored it. Lekin maine hamesha yahi socha ke hum kya jaane, always I thought, what do I know? And this is really a true murid, that what am I? I know nothing. And when you have done your bayat with ikhlas, and you have given your hand, that you are my leader. I'm making you my driver. I'm making you my sheikh, my leader. You must lead me. So when you have done that, then you have given yourself wholly and totally up to that person. Now don't interfere with that person. Or agar kabhi koi baat samajh mein na bhi aayi, and this is also adab, how Hazrat has written it. He said that not that when I had a different thought, but that when I didn't understand. The sheikh had a certain mizaj, had a certain opinion, and he didn't say I had a different opinion. But what does Hazrat say? When I didn't understand. That what his opinion, his way. Tabbi dil ko ye kahkar samjha liya. Then also I satisfied myself. I told myself ke ye kya zarur hai ke koi baat bhi bila samjhe na rahe. He say why that it is not necessary that everything a person must understand. There are many things that we don't understand. In another very beautiful malfuz of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, not only with regard to our buzurgs, but with regard to Quran and Hadith also. He says that there are many things, Alhamdulillah, that I have understood. Most of deen, we accept it. But there are certain things that we don't understand. So he says, I opened one account for all those things that I don't understand. I opened one account for all the things I understand, whatever I understand, and I accept it wholeheartedly, I put it in that account. The things that I don't understand, I put it in this account once I finish. Just put it in one file, leave it away. The day I do get the understanding, and Hazrat explains, as time goes, Allah blesses you. And when I get that understanding, then I transfer it from this account to that account. I take it now out from this file, and I put it in the file of all the things that I have understood. So at the beginning, when a person doesn't understand something, he must not object to it. Whether it is even matters of Quran and Hadith. what is Iman? That we have accepted. And totally and blindly we have accepted everything. Now what we don't understand also, that also we have accepted. But my shortage of understanding, I could not understand it. And those things there, leave them one side. Don't even worry about them, just leave them one side. And then the time comes as you progress and you make effort for deen, and you want Allah's muhabbat, and you want to make your islah, Allah gives you understanding of those things. And when you get the understanding, then put it in the other file now. Mentally, you put it in the other file of all those things that I have understood now. So waqi, talib tahqeeq ko peshtar taqleed zaruri hai. There is a very important point Hazrat is making here, that a talib e tahqeeq, a person wants to research and wants to find out everything, is this right, etc. That person, before that, he must taqleed zaruri hai. He must follow blindly, taqleed, accept everything before he makes tahqeeq. Before you research, first become a blind follower. One time, Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, I don't know if he's still living, he had a little booklet also that used to come out, but his ideas were a lot different from our ulama and our people's ideas. But he was proving, one, his main mission was to prove Islam from a scientific point of view. So one time he came to Nizamuddin, the Markaz. It was the time of Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And he told Maulana, I've got a lot of objections with regard to the work of Tabligh, and I would like you to answer these objections of mine that I've got. So Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him, see, you are an academic person. You've got an academic mind. You think everything academically. And this work of Tabligh is not academic. It is a practical work. So you are using, like for example, if a person uses a telescope to look for germs, he'll never ever find them. And if you use a microscope to look for stars in them, so you are using the wrong instrument, you are judging this work with the wrong thing. And Hazratji told him, see, I'm sincere, I'm not trying to just put you off or bluff you, but what I'm asking you, there is a jamaat going for 3 days, you join this jamaat and see this work from a practical point of view. You are seeing it from books, and you are understanding it mentally. And this work is not an academic work. Tabligh work is not academic. Tabligh work is a practical work in the masses. So go out and see this work for yourself. Then you come back, and then we'll sit and talk. Then you got any objections, then I will answer. I'll give you the time, and I'll discuss it with you. He went, he increased his time to 10 days. He increased his time to 40 days. Then he came back. So Hazratji asked him, any questions? He said, no questions. I've understood the work fully. Hazratji asked him, you really have understood? He said, yes. So what have you decided now? He said, my whole life I'm giving for tabligh now. Then Hazratji Rahmatullah Ali told him, in that case you haven't understood. He said, I've understood, that's why I'm going to give my life now. He said, no, then you haven't understood still our work. He asked why. Then Hazratji asked him, the work you are doing, proving Islam from a scientific point of view, now don't be humble and make a show of humility, but tell me genuinely, don't you think there is a necessity for this? So he said, yes, there is a necessity. Lot of people, Muslims who got academic minds, who are universities in that field, they only will accept when you give them a scientific explanation. Otherwise they are not going to accept. So Hazratji said, yes, that is. And then Hazratji asked him, tell me sincerely again, besides you, in your knowledge, is there anyone else doing this work? So he said, no one else. So Hazratji said, what I want, not one Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, but hundreds of Maulana Wahiduddin. You only got your office in Delhi, I want your office in every major city of India, and in every country of the world. So that is how broad our buzurgs were, to think of everything in great detail. So this tahqeeq, before tahqeeq, taqleed, just follow. Then you'll understand. If you don't, if you want to make tahqeeq from the beginning, and you don't want to make taqleed. Tahqeeq means to find out for yourself, and taqleed means to accept blindly. So first, this first stage in anything is to accept blindly. And after that you can make your research. If a child is born and mother teaches the child, you must call me Ammi. And father Abba. And the child wants to make research whether this is my mother and this is my father. Then what? First the child will have to accept blindly. And as Hazrat explains here, when the child goes to school, madrasa, and the ustad say this is Alif, this one standing straight up is Alif, and he wants to make research, give me the proof of it. And why isn't the one lying down the ba with the dot under, why isn't that one Alif? And why isn't this one ba? He wants to make that child, the Hazrat says, he has finished learnt already. What is he going to learn? First you'll have to accept blindly. Afterwards, when now you got all your tools, now you can start doing research. But the first stage is taqleed, to accept blindly. Taqleed zaruri. Baad ko ye barkat, taqleed ke tahqeeq ka darja bhi haasil ho jata hai. Baad ko, afterwards, ye barkat e taqleed ke, this following, blind following, you will be blessed to it, tahqeeq ka darja. Now you will be able to do your research and find out and all the proof of it. Now you will be able to find out. Tartib yahi hai. This is the sequence that first accept wholeheartedly. Afterwards, when you have reached the stage, now you can do your research. Dekhiye, agar koi bache apne ustad ki taqleed na kare, if a child doesn't accept what the ustad tells him, or parhate waqt ye kahe, and when the ustad is teaching him, ke kya dalil hai ki ye alif hai, ba nahi, to bas par chuka. If the ustad, if the child asks, what is the proof that this is alif and this is not ba, or this is ba and this is not alif, then what is the child going to learn? When you start with the students in the madrasa and we teach them that fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu. Now if the child, one who was a great buzur, that was a different case in a sense. Shaykh Ahmad Radulfi rahmatullah alayh, his brother was teaching him the beginning of Arabic grammar. So he started him with daraba, daraba, to hit. Daraba, one man hit. Daraba, two man hit. So that he was a small boy, so he asked who hit. So he says, nobody hit. This is just to learn. So he says that, so if nobody hit, that means it's a lie. I don't want to learn a kitab of lies. Then my beginning must be lies, I don't want to learn. And then he said that if somebody did hit somebody, why did he hit him? If he hit him without a reason, it's zulam. And I don't want to read a kitab of zulam. So the brother was surprised, my young brother, small boy, what kind of a thing, what he's telling me? So he went and asked his sheikh, he said, don't you have to teach him. Allah is going to teach him directly, his connection is there. But now, every one of us don't think that we don't follow, and we also think we are big buzurgs from Perth, hey, Madar Zad Wali. No, we shouldn't have that in our mind. On that point, just one other different point, which I remember now, which is important, perhaps it doesn't come to mind again. When we read Salat wa Salam at Rozai Mubarak, the Buzurgs have written one, we shouldn't read very long. That is also disrespect. That we are not fit to be there. We should make it as short as possible. Not very short also, reasonable. The other is that never ever show that I'm a Buzurg. That I've for your deen's sake, I work so much, I sacrifice so much. That is great disrespect. Because what is our work? It can't be measured. And if a person is like, for example, a Sayyid or any other person also, and if he goes and show that, oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got great closeness with you, great love with you, that is also disrespect. Like, for example, who has that position? And we don't know. No, we must not live in a fool's paradise. Khush fehmi, to think that I'm a great alim, I'm a great buzurg, I'm a very pious person. Never live in this fool's paradise. We don't know what our reality is. Only Qiyamah's day, Qabr will go, Qiyamah's day we'll know. When our Shaykh asked our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab, Rahmatullah Alayh, I heard that you made lot of children Hafiz. Hafiz Ab, Rahmatullah Alayh said immediately that I'll only know in the Qabr. So a person don't know whether we made actually how many people. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, if you got a Darul Uloom with 5 students and it's accepted by Allah, it is everything for you. And you got a Darul Uloom with 5,000 students, but it's not accepted, it's nothing. It's zero. It's nothing. What? So we don't know. I taught so many years this kitab. I did this. I wrote so many kitabs. I wrote kitabs on Sirat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I wrote kitabs and I explained the meaning of the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All these things, but we don't know if it's accepted. And so at Roza-e Mubarak, never ever have anything like that, that I'm a very pious person, I did lot of khidmat of deen. The more a person feels humble, the more he's accepted. And if you really did good work and it's accepted, and you are still humble, that is very, very much loved by Allah Ta'ala. So humbleness is very, very important. Never should we have this feeling that I'm somebody, I come every year for Umrah. Oh Nabi, you love me so much, every year I come for Umrah. I come to make ziyarat. Never ever have these thoughts. These are very dangerous thoughts. And it is disrespect. And if the more, like for example, your own child, you love your child will come and will force you for this, will force you for that. It's understood? But another child, a stranger, he comes in, you'll push the child away. What you go away from here, what you want here? So we don't know whether we have got accepted. And if we think that I'm also, the child is the friend of your child. And the child now thinks that my friend is saying all this, I can also go and do that. So we think that we did something, we are very close. No, it must not happen, we get pushed away. Eh? We know this here, it's in everything. A ustad who is unhappy with a student, he ignores the student, doesn't look at the student. A sheikh who is unhappy with a murid, the same parents when they are unhappy with their children. Husband and wife, when you have a fight, argument, you ignore one another, you don't talk to one another. This is a thing that happens everywhere. So we don't know whether we have got that closeness. And if we haven't got it, and we are claiming it, we are making ourselves very vulnerable. So a person must have his utmost respect there. So anyway, so taqleed is very important. Even in the Hadrat is explaining it, yeah, in tasawwuf also. First make 100% taqleed. Afterwards, you can make your tahqeeq. And that also with adab. But at the beginning, must be 100% taqleed. In another malfuz, Hadrat said, فرمایا کہ حضرت حاجی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ سے اگر کوئی ذکر شغل کا نفع ظاہر کرتا, if any murid of حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ should tell حضرت that الحمدللہ I've benefited a lot from my ذکر that I'm doing, my تلاوت, my وظیفات, I can see the benefit, etc. تو فرماتے ہیں حاجی صاحب should say in return کہ بھائی استعداد تو تمہارے اندر خود موجود تھی. You had that ability, that capability within you. It's not because of me. You had that ability that you are getting this benefit. Mere zariye se sirf zahir ho gaye. It was there, it was latent. It was hidden in you. Now you came to me, you became murid, I guided you. Now because of that guidance, you have got all the benefit. Like for example, you tell somebody to do some business. You show him that start this business, start that business, go to that town to do business, etc., a certain type of business. That person goes, and mashallah, he's doing very well. Now he comes and tell you, alhamdulillah, how you told me to? Today I'm a rich man, I've done a lot of business, I've earned a lot of money. So really it was, he had the acumen of business. You only directed him and showed him. And you show somebody else, and that person is a flop. So it is the capability within the person. The sheikh only guides you. Then further, Haji Sahib said, لیکن تم ایسا مت سمجھنا, you shouldn't think that I had this capability. Just look at this. This is what Haji Sahib told him. But told him at the same time, don't you think that I had this capability, that's why I progress so much. تم یہی سمجھنا کہ مجھ سے تم کو یہ نفع پہنچا ہے. You should only think this, that you got this benefit through me. That I guided you, I showed you, and through me you got this benefit. Varna tumhare liye muzir hoga. If you're going to think that I had this capability, it is a fact. But if you're going to think like that, it's going to be harm. Pride will come in you. You're going to think, I don't need a sheikh. I can do this on my own. Without the sheikh, you didn't reach anywhere. But now when the sheikh guided you, now if you think I did it, so see, and then see the other very important point. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains on this. Ye shan ahle maqam hi ki hoti hai. This is the work and the position only of these people who have this very great and high position. Ke har pehlu par nazar rahe. Get their eyes on every aspect. On himself also, that pride mustn't come in me. That I just told him, but his own capability. So pride mustn't come in me. And pride mustn't come in the murid also. That he mustn't also think. So how he kept his gaze on both sides. He didn't just, for example, show the goodness of the murid and that I am nothing. Or my goodness and that the murid is... This is people who have that high stage and they can see all sides. They are the people who can do this. Varna ahle hal ek hi baat ke peeche par jate hai. But people who are overtaken by a condition, sometimes tawazu, you are overtaken by tawazu, so you say I am nothing whatsoever, whatever condition, hal, a condition overtakes you, then you only see in that limit. You can't see outside what is happening. But these people, ahle nazar, they are not ahle hal, ahle nazar, they see all around, they see all the things on all sides. Dusre pehlu par unki nazar nahi jati. Ahle hal, they don't see other sides. And this is very important also in all relationships. Between husband and wife, what commonly happens, husband only sees all the good he did for his wife. All the wrong he did, he harmed her, that he doesn't see. One couple who were married for about 60 years or more, and everything they shared amongst themselves. And they kept no secrets also from each other. Everything they shared, the secrets also they shared. But the old lady told one shoebox she had up in the cupboard. She said, about this, you must never ask me. This is one secret that I'm keeping. About this, you don't ask me. So he said, okay. Then at old age, after 60 years, when they were now 80, 85, the old lady became very ill. And it looked now that she is going to die. She said, today, I'll tell you the secret of that shoebox also. She asked him to bring that shoebox. He brought the shoebox. She told him, open it. He opened it. There were two dolls inside. And there was some money inside there. So he said, now, what is this? I don't understand. So she said, my mother, she had advised me, or my grandmother advised me, that whenever you become upset with your husband, he makes you cross, angry, then just start knitting a doll. Forget about that. And just knit a doll. So he got happy, he smiled, that in our 60, 65 years, I only made her twice unhappy. That only two dolls here. So only on two occasions in 60, 65 years, I made her unhappy. So he was very happy, and he was praising himself, patting himself on his back, that in 65 years, only two times I made her unhappy. So then he asked this money about 1,000 rand. So he asked this 1,000 rand. She said, that was all the other dolls that I made, and I sold them at 25 cents each. So $1,000 at 25, that I sold already. Then the poor man realized. So many times we think I'm very good as a husband to my wife. I never upset her, and we don't see. We are ahle hal. Our own halat only we know. And what she did for us, that we don't consider. How much she has done for us. Our nazar is ahle nazar, will look more at what she did for us, the good she did, and what we remember about her, all how much she troubled us. And the wife, the same thing, that she, in her mind, is only that my husband, how much he troubled me my whole life, and all the good he did, that is not, but what is in her mind, her, the good she did for us, and how much I did what he doesn't know also about. So everyone, so ahle nazar, their eyes are on every side. Whether it is in a shop, the shopkeeper, his eyes on his side. He doesn't see what the customer wants. What service. A person who is ahle nazar and will consider the customer. What are his needs? How he would like to be served? What he would like? That shopkeeper is going to be successful. And how he wants to be, and he wants customers to treat him like that. Whether it is the imam, whether it is a mutawalli, whether it is in a madrasa, the principal with his staff, the staff with the students, everyone, a person who keeps eyes on other people and looks at things from their point of view. You might be thinking, I'm giving my workers a very good wage, and they might be thinking, this man is letting us work for peanuts. Eh? So to understand it from their side, what the position is, this is ahle nazar, and there are few who are ahle nazar. Otherwise, almost all of us are ahle hal. We are only overtaken by our own condition. So these are few people who are of that level. And in this sense here, Haji Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and of course this was the right wing, he regarded himself also not of that level of Ahle Nazar. But it is only a person who is of that level that can recognize somebody of that level. Otherwise you can't even recognize that person of that level. Ek sahib ne sawal kiya ki agar koi murshid ko bura bhala kahe to us waqt kya karna chahiye. There is a thing that happens commonly with us also. Sometimes we are in different environments, sometimes at a wedding, sometimes at some other social function, wherever, and somebody starts speaking bad about your sheikh, your peer, your sheikh, and he may be knowing it's your sheikh, or he might not knowing you are murid to him, but he's talking bad. And this happens a lot. People speak a lot bad about great, great buzurgs also, unfortunately. Farmaya ke usko rok de, ke mere samne aisa tazkira mat karo. Then what should you do? Stop that person. Don't say these things in front of me. Don't say it at all, and especially in front of me, don't say such things. Mujhko sadma hota hai. I get upset, I'm hurt about this. He is my sheikh, I love him, and you are speaking these things, it's upsetting me. Phir uski himmat inshallah na hogi. Then that person will keep quiet. But normally we also keep quiet. Afterwards we say, I wanted to tell him this, but I thought a big fitna will start, so I rather kept quiet. No, in a nice way, tell him that don't speak, don't make ghibat of any Muslim. Forget of my sheikh, of anyone. Why are you backbiting? Why are you making ghibat? And this, if we, today this nahi anil munkar is almost totally neglected in the ummah. Somebody does something wrong, we just think of it, we go and backbite about him. But we don't tell the person. Tell the person nicely on his face, not in a rude way. In a nice way, tell him that this is not good what you are doing, whatever the person. And you'll see 99% the person will stop from that. But we don't speak. We go and tell other people that person was talking bad about this person. We fall into ghibat and guna, and we don't sort out the problem. So that is very important. Phir uski himmat inshallah na hogi. Aur agar sabar na ho sake, and if you cannot tolerate it, you cannot contain yourself, you're getting angry. Why is he speaking like that? Aur puri qudrat ho, and you got the full power, and aur kisi mafsada ka andesha na ho, and you haven't got fear of any harm. You got the full power strength, and there is no fear of any harm, to us waqt ba hifz had shar'i joote se theek kare. Then according to the laws of Shariat, give him a good hiding. But that is on with this conditions, that you have the power. Not that you are a weak person, you and then give him one punch, and he flattened you up to after. You must have that power. And that there isn't a fear of any fitna afterwards. That he'll go and now go and talk and make it a worse story. Make it a more bigger story. Or you had power over him. You hit him at that time. And you said, I got the power. But he went and called all his gangster friends. And now they come and hit you. So then also you haven't got the power. If you have got that control power, complete power, and no fear of any harm, then according to Sharia, give him a good hiding. That is what he deserves then. Agar qudrat na ho, aur wo roke se na ruke, and if you don't have this power, and when you tell him, don't do this, still he's not stopping, then to waha se chala jao. Get up and go away from there. Wherever any majlis, any haram, they are videoing, they are backbiting, whatever other haram is taking place, first thing is to try and stop that person. And if you have the, and he doesn't stop, and you have the power, give him a good hiding. And if you don't have that also, then get up and go away from there. Aur is ayat se sabit hai, then this is proven. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهَزَوْ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوذُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرٍ. Whenever you sit with the people and they're making a joke about Quran, ayats, etc., Quran says don't sit with them. Until they don't change the subject and that, you don't sit there. You get up and go away. And that nobody is stopping you. But we are so weak, that also we don't do. We feel the person will get offended. We don't worry, Quran is being spoken bad about. Some great buzurgs, ghibat, for any Muslim, lowest level of Muslim is ghibat. It's not jais. And without necessity, a kafir so ghibat also is not jais. And this person, and still we can't get up and even just walk away. Whereas these are the three levels. Let's stop that person first. If he doesn't, give him a hiding with those conditions. If not that also, then get up and go away. So really, we should make amal on this. Just getting up and go away, how many people, their minds have been corrected and they came right. But we don't speak. Our Ustad Maulana Abdullah Dabelia, I think it was his brother's wedding, and the girls' party, they were making a preparation in a hall, etc. And they insisted his mother must also come. His mother said, I'm not getting married and I don't have to go to the hall. And I won't come. Just she put her foot down on that. Then those people cancelled the whole hall. But today we don't speak the truth. We just keep quiet and then we go and talk in our own circles, which is ghibat again. We tell the person, this iman, we have to build our iman. That your iman can drive you, that in a nice way, you tell the person nicely. And then inshallah, we'll say lot of wrong will come, whether it's in our families, whether it's in our communities and societies. But if we will do nahi anil munkar, this is almost totally neglected in the ummah. We don't know, the father who has got control over his family, he doesn't do nahi anil munkar. We see wrong being done, we keep quiet. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, etc. No, we should in a nice way, mardum shanakh, see the person and mawqa shanas, the time. Don't go and insult that person in front of all the people. In the right time and in the right way, then tell that person the thing, inshallah it brings a great, great change in society. Or is ayat ka hukam, adam qudrat ke zamane mein tha. And this ayat that you must get in this ayat, when people are making a joke about Quran, Sharif, Deen, anything, get up and walk away. This was at that time when Muslims did not have power in Makkah Sharif. Afterwards in Medina Sharif, when they had power, then the command changed now. Now it was to beat them up, give them a good hiding. Phir zamane qudrat mein, phir zamane qudrat mein, when Muslims had power in Medina Sharif, dusra qanoon ho gaya. Then Allah gave the next command, yani daraba yadriboka, that give them a good hiding now. Magar is waqt, but Hazrat says in this time of ours, ke halat ke munasib, according to conditions today, yahi hai ke usko ye itila karke chala jave, inform him, walk away. There is not a time to hit somebody. Today it has a complete opposite effect. If you want to, even your own son you want to hit, it has today a negative effect. Today it is that tell that person nicely, walk away from that gathering. Ke main is wajah se tumhare paas nahi baithta ke tum mere peer ko bura kehte ho. I don't want to sit by you because you are talking bad of my sheikh, or of any Muslim, any ghibat, any wrong that person is doing. I can't sit here because you are involved in this. Tell that person and walk away. Bas wahan hi chalo jahan unhone taaleem paayi hai. Then what that person will say, where this person, see how much tolerance he has got and how much imani quwwat he's got to tell me, he'll say, let us also go where he got this benefit. The same sheikh they were making ghibat about, they say, oh, by that sheikh, see this person, how much imani strength he has got, and see how much tolerance and akhlaq he has got. He has kept deen also alive properly, and he hasn't done anything. He hasn't become angry, swearing at me, using vulgar language. He told me nicely, and he went up. That person will say, let me also go there, and benefit. Ke kaisa sabr wa tahammul unme aage, how lot of patience this person has got. Usko karke dekhiye ke kya athar hota hai. Just try and do this and then see how much of benefit there is in it. But today, very sadly, nahi anil munkar is almost totally neglected. As imams also and ulama who give bayans also, we normally only speak to make people happy. The wrong they are doing, we're not mentioning. Weddings which are going out of hand, dressing which is growing out of hand, what habits are in Umrah, Makkah, Medina, what terrible things people are doing there. These things are not, only fazilat is being spoken. And this is very important to bring this also, it's the duty. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we study seerat, we study the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll see whenever there was an occasion to tell somebody, he never ever detested. He always told that person, whether it was he came into the house and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had put a curtain with the pictures in it, he immediately told her, Aisha, remove this. This year I don't want. He was walking and he saw one house built by one Ansari, which was which was not necessary. He made like a dome, a thing which was not necessity, just beauty. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam became angry. When that sahabi came in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't answer his salam also. Look the other way. What we will say, now the sheikh haven't got akhlaq. He's not even giving salam to jawab, which is wajib. But Nabi sallallahu, then that person asked the sahaba, what's wrong? Why is Nabi sallallahu? They told him, he went, he broke it down immediately. And how many other cases? So Nabi sallallahu, and on the other hand, see the condition. When a person who didn't know, a valija, he came and urinated in Masjid al-Nabawi. And when the sahaba were present, people like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and they wanted to go and stop him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, let him finish his work. Look at, this is now what we learn when you stay in the company of buzurgs. You don't use the same stick for everyone everywhere. You have to see the occasion. That is when you'll be able, that person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he finished, told the sahaba, now go and make it park. Wash it, make it park. Called him, and then he was a person who didn't know. Explained to him nicely that this is not a place for toilet. This is a masjid where Allah's ibadat is made. Then that sahabi, that person became, afterwards he became a sahabi. He became so happy, he said, Ma darabani, wa ma zajarani. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did, now when he realized what a terrible act I had done, but he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't hit me. He didn't shout at me. He didn't become angry at me. And then he went, and with that akhlaq, he went and gave tabligh of Islam. And he made his whole clan come into the fold of Islam. So you have to see that occasion. And that can only come, and I've seen with our Shaykh, how different situations, how Hazrat has handled them. So this is when a person stays with them, and then Allah's help is with a person, then he handles every occasion accordingly. Otherwise, even a good occasion, we can make it into a terrible one. And a terrible one, we make it into a worse situation. But when a person knows how to handle it, then he will be able to handle every situation correctly, inshallah. In this kitab of Ruh ki Mimariya aur inke ilaj, we were reading here about that hadith, three things if they are found in a person, then he will get the sweetness of Iman. The first, which has been completed after quite a bit of discussion, is that a person who loves Allah and His Rasul more than anything and everyone else, and great details and wonderful explanations and questions which come to our mind which are not answered, Hazrat has given those answers. Like for example, is this a natural love or is it a mental love? That, and how to build that mental love and make it into a natural love also. The second thing in the hadith, halawat iman ke liye dusra amal. In order to get the sweetness of iman, the second amal a person must do. Man ahabba abdan la yuhibbuhu illa lillah. A person who has got this quality also will find the sweetness of iman. That is a person who loves somebody and he does not love him but for Allah's sake. That he does not love him for anything else, only for Allah's sake. So the details of that. So this also, if we develop in ourselves, if we find the love of somebody only for the sake of Allah, then we'll feel the sweetness of iman within us. Is hadith ka dusra juz ye hai ke kisi bande se sirf Allah Taala hi ke liye muhabbat kare. There were three things in this hadith. The second part of it is that a person must not love anyone else but for the sake. When he loves somebody only for Allah's sake, you love your wife, it's because she's your wife. But you love somebody only for Allah's sake, then you will get the sweetness of Iman. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali Sharih Mishkat farmate hai, La yuhibbuhu illa lillah. A person who loves anyone else but only for Allah's sake. Hey, la yuhibbuhu, he does not love anyone li gharadin. All this explanation will come. Wa aradin, wa iwadin, wa la yashubu muhabbatahu hadhun dunyawiyun. He hasn't got any share of dunya's muhabbat for that person. وَلَا أَمْرٌ بَشَرِيٌ, and neither a natural desire. Now the explanation, صرف Allah Ta'ala ke liye کسی بندے سے محبت کی پانچ علامتیں مرقات میں بیان فرمائے. ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علیہ has explained this five signs by which a person can know that he loves somebody and he loves him only for Allah's sake, and which for what there are a lot of other rewards also. To love somebody only for Allah's sake, there are a lot of other rewards. Yeah, in this hadith that you'll get the sweetness of Iman. What are those five signs that you're loving that person only for Allah's sake? The first one, wo muhabbat kisi gharaz se na ho, sirf ridae haq ke liye ho. It isn't for any for any motive. It is only for Allah Ta'ala. When somebody gives you a loan, now you expect, I love you so much, you're such a good... But it is because of that loan you are telling him. Or you want some favor from that person. So you haven't got any favor in mind. Any hope of anything, that must be out also. The second thing, dunya ki daulat aur maal o mata haasil karne ke liye na ho. It mustn't be for the wealth of this dunya, for the things of this dunya. It mustn't be for that also. Like for example, a person becomes murid to a sheikh, that the sheikh has got a lot of rich murids. Afterwards I'll make contact with them and I'll benefit from them. So that also his contact with the sheikh is not for Allah's pleasure. Or that the sheikh, he has got a lot of other murids, people of standing and position, ulama, etc. So when I'll become, I'll be also in that group. So I'll also get respect. That, for example, we go out with the sheikh also. Why we are going? We should be for Allah's sake. But we are going that there the people will lot respect, the awards they will give, food they will come. And some people sit close to the sheikh because main food comes there. First it comes there and the main food comes there. So if that is all our object, all that, we get comfort, we get enjoyment, we get respect, then that is not for Allah's sake. That means you're not loving that person for Allah's sake. Kisi muawaze aur badla ke liye ye muhabbat na ho. It mustn't be in return for something. That you did a favor and now because, or that person, you did a favor, now you expect that person to love you, to show you kindness. Many people, they call it hadiya. Like many of the collectors, no connection, we don't know them from any side. First thing they come give a box of mitai. That is pure rishwat. That is a bribe. That is no hadiya. Hadiya is when you know somebody, you love somebody, then you give hadiya. But right at the beginning, so that nothing of that sort also there must be. No, for nothing in return. Ye muhabbat kisi dunyavi lazzat ke liye na ho. It mustn't be for any enjoyment of dunya. Like for example, you love, you say that Muslim sister, I love her only for Allah's sake. But you've got something else up your sleeve. Or somewhere else, you got something else up your mind. And then you say only, that is not Allah's muhabbat also. Ye muhabbat kisi taqadai bashari ki takmeel ke liye na ho. And it mustn't be for the fulfillment of any natural desire also. It must be only, when these five signs are not there, then that is love only for Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise it is not, and then a person won't get the sweetness of Iman. And all the other rewards mentioned, you won't get them. In fact, there is a fear that he'll be punished by Allah Ta'ala. بَلْ مُحَبَّتُهُ تَكُونُ خَالِصَةً لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى فَيَكُونُ مُتَّصِفًا بِالْحُبْ فِي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَدَاخِلًا وَدَاخِلَ الْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِي اللَّهِ بلکہ یہ محبت ہو صرف اللہ کے لئے. This love must be only for Allah Ta'ala. Truly for Allah's sake. Allah ke liye bas hogi ye muhabbat hub fillah, then this muhabbat will be called love for the sake of Allah, love of Allah. Ye dono mutahabina fillah kehlayenge, and these will be called two people who love one another only for Allah Ta'ala. Yani aapas mein Allah wali muhabbat hai, that they've got the love of Allah between them. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. This is also something not to be taken just for granted, but it needs lot of effort and lot of clearance. Lot of our niyat is still not right. We have to clear a lot of our niyat and bring ourselves that we can love somebody only for Allah's sake. And when we are blessed with that, for one thing according to this hadith, you're going to get the sweetness of Iman. And like a person enjoys the sweetness of mangoes, the sweetness of ice cream, of milkshake, whatever else it might be, The sweetness of Iman surpasses, in fact, more than this total sweetness. Iman sweetness is more greater. So we should make effort to clarify our niyats, cleanse our niyats. Whatever wrong is there, remove it, make it a pure niyat, and then see what we will get and what Allah will give. All this that we want, some dunya's benefit, some recognition, etc. Once we were last year with Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri, Damat Barakatuhum, at his place. So from there, we were also going to Bangalore. He was also coming there. So I told him that Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Damat Rahmatullah Ali, it must be his connections there, you are going to his connections. Then he told me a very important point. He said, never ever work on, depend on your sheikh's connections. Because those people, they respect their sheikh. And they're not going to respect you like that. You must depend on your murids, the people who have love for you. Don't depend, and that is also a lot of where we make a mistake, on the sheikh's connections, whatever his murids, etc. We take advantage of that. And we build our things around that. This is also not love of Allah Ta'ala. We are using it for our benefit. That we who have got muhabbat for us, who have got trust in us, work on that. Like our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh, Hazrat, what connections Hazrat has got. Now if we want to use that for our benefit, we want to have a program now, Hazrat, that I'm also Hazrat's murid. We shouldn't do that. Who we have got trust in us, we should go to those people. That is where we must go. Otherwise, Allah will open the way, the time will come. But we must not take advantage of our sheikh in this way also. So that is also a very, very important point that we introduce ourselves also. That I'm so-and-so's murid, khalifa, I'm so-and-so. No, we must not depend on that, not use that also. That is for Hazrat and his position. We shouldn't use that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all proper understanding and let us benefit fully, inshallah.